Good morning, everybody. Looks like we have people still waking up. Probably plenty of exhausted sprinters from last week. So I'm Lars Biltzen. Welcome to the KITP. I just have a few things I want to say before I hand this over to Jerry Selwood to get us started. One thing I always like to ask is, for how many of you is this morning your first time at KITP? Raise your hand high. This morning is your first time at KITP. Okay. Yeah, not that many. Or just those who aren't here or can't find it. Okay. what I'd like to say a little bit about is how KIT programs come to be, how conferences relate to programs. So we do about a dozen long programs per year. They are 8 to 12 week long events with about 25 people here on any one day. And that really emphasizes long visits intended to create collaborative research. Those programs come via all of the community, the physics community around the world, proposing to us, to our advisory board, to what they think would be a good idea, a good program, and that's, of course, how this came to be. Each program has typically a four-day conference associated with it, and that's what you're here for now, where we invite another, typically 30 to 50 people, to come and spend 4 days here to show more results. Sometimes it's experimentalists in physics who can't get away for long periods in their labs. Of course, observers don't have that excuse, though they often try. But since I'm an astrophysicist, I actually know that you don't have to be at your house to do your observing. Mm-hmm. But if you have ideas, please feel free to talk to me this week. I'll be around. Mark Bowick, who's a deputy director, should also be around. We can explain the process to you. Right now, we are wrapping up all of the planning through summer 2021. That's more or less done. So nothing's announced yet, but we'll be announcing it in mid-June. So we're in the final planning process of announcing another dozen programs. So mid-June, take a look at our website. There will be more programs, some of which should be of interest to you. Everything here we do is recorded. The talks are recorded. The questions and answers are recorded. So please, if you're asking a question, be certain you get the microphone so that the question is recorded, and for those speaking, be certain that you're hooked up with the microphone. Also, there's instructions in your package for how to give us your talk, so we also have your slides. That is a great resource for the community. We're probably approaching about 20,000 talks that are online now, and about 600 hours a day, people are actually watching these talks. So you kind of, your audience gets quadrupled, roughly speaking. Maybe it's a better audience because they can't ask questions. Okay, speaking of questions, we really are one hallmark of our conferences is what you see is our format is after a 30-minute talk, there is 15 minutes for questions. Jerry Selwood would be your first session chair, and he will set an excellent example of being certain that all of you have time for questions. It really is an important part of how we do things here, which is to be certain there's opportunity for dialogue. So please do take advantage of that time for questions. We have great staff here at the Institute, and they're here to help, and they've been helping all along. So I want to introduce those who are in the room. So Claudia is our main conference organizer. So thank you, Claudia, for everything you've done so far. Craig Kunimoto is our IT guru, and we'll be here to be certain that everything is being recorded and you're hooked up. So thank you, Craig. Speaking of which, we have our infamous password, which we've had for about 25 years, I think, for the Wi-Fi, should you need it. So that is there. There'll come a day where that goes away, but so far we're able to maintain that. Please do wear your name tags. I know it seems a little cumbersome, but there is another program here on quantum simulation. They just arrived today, and they will think that all of that food is there to greet them, and that they get about to get a free lunch, and they'll think, but this is great, every week all the food's supplied. It's not their food, it's your food, but our staff, since everybody's just arrived, it's hard for everybody to know who's who, so please do wear your name tag. Today after 5 p.m., today's Monday. Yeah, dinners are Tuesday, Wednesday. So after 5 p.m., the building locks in general. So should you get locked out on a dinner night, Tuesday or Wednesday, you can always get in through the courtyard because the caterers come back and forth. So we have all the breaks in the courtyard of the building. Should you get locked out on a dinner, you know, if you want to go for a walk at the beach or something, and you come back, you just come through the courtyard. If you're bringing somebody we don't know about for dinner, please let Claudia know so she can change the headcount and collect the extra fee. And otherwise, I think the only other thing I have is there is a sign-up sheet for those who need a ride to the Airbus or Amtrak or airport. So please do sign up for departures on Thursday. We have a code of conduct that's posted out in the hallway. I don't see is it out here yet? We'll get it out there. But it's also in your package. So I think everybody already knows how to behave. But in case you're confused, please read it. And the last thing I want to do is ask you to turn off your cell phones, or at least not have them ring. And I'm going to hand it over to Jerry, and he can get going.
Okay, well, welcome everybody.
Oh, I forgot one thing.
I need to thank, I saw Heidi, and I said, I didn't thank Heidi. So I need to thank Heidi, who's been the lead coordinator for all of this, for all of her hard work. Thank you, Heidi. And of course, she had Joe Bovey and James Bullock helping her as well, but Heidi was our lead point of contact. So let's thank them as well for their work. Okay.
Sorry about that, Jerry. Okay. Once again, welcome everybody on All Fools Day to the start of this conference. Given what the British Parliament is re-debating Brexit, I don't think that we should try to be foolish here as well, but that's up to you. It's my honour to introduce Ortwin as the first speaker today, and he's going to tell us the latest on the Milky Way bulge.